Genesis 48:1-22. Actually, I want to speak on the first few verses mainly, but refer also to something that comes a little later in the chapter. Genesis 48:1-22. What I'm looking at in this passage is this: Jacob's testimony. Jacob's testimony when he's very ill, very old, and about to die. Let me look at it. Verse 1. Some time later, Joseph was told, "Your father is ill." So he took his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, along with him. When Jacob was told, "Your son Joseph has come to you," Israel rallied his strength and sat up on the bed. Jacob said to Joseph. This is what I mean. Jacob is testifying to Joseph and Joseph's two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. Now, Jacob is ill. "Your father is ill," verse 1. And we know he's aged. Verse 10. Now Israel's eyes were failing because of his old age, and he could hardly see. He's old. He's going blind. He's very ill. His sight is failing. He's on the verge of death. What happens here? Joseph comes to see his father. That's a very lovely thought in itself. Sometime later, Joseph was told, "Your father is ill." So he took his two sons. He went, and it could be said, "Your son Joseph has come to you." He's a great man, is Joseph. He's an important man. He has much to do. He's a very busy man. But he wants to see his father again. He's old. He's blind nearly. He's sick. He's dying. He wants to see him, perhaps for the last time. So he took his two sons, verse 1. And that's another lovely thought. Joseph wants his sons to meet and hear, to see this old man on the edge of death. This is a great lesson, I think, for believers. Can I challenge you, brother, sister? You perhaps have an aged parent, an aged friend, perhaps, who is a godly, spiritual man or woman. They're aged. They're infirm. Maybe they're even dying. Do you think of taking your children to such a person? Don't you think that your children might learn something from this aged believer, so near to leaving this life and entering glory? The testimony of Jacob is for Joseph and Joseph's two sons. And Joseph is not so busy that he can't go. He's not so important that he can't come to his father. And Jacob rallies on the bed. He sits up, he struggles. And then he gives his testimony. Very briefly, what is this testimony? This old man, what is his testimony? I speak to myself here. I speak to you, brother and sister. If you're like me, getting old, what is your testimony? But if you are a young believer, will you be so living now, today, that when you get old, infirm, very ill, dying, you will have a testimony to give? Jacob had one. Live now, young brother, young sister, so that you will have a testimony for God, even in your dying day. The leaves, when they fall, in the autumn or the fall, are golden. They're at their most glorious color. Jacob shines out in his old age here. Listen to him. "God Almighty," he says. "El Shaddai, God Almighty, appeared to me at Luz, in the land of Canaan. And there he blessed me. There he said to me, I am going, I will, I do, I am this to you, and so on and so on. He speaks of the Lord God. He's not rambling. He's not rambling with tales. Oh, I did this and I did the other. I've travelled to this part and I've travelled to that part. I've made this amount of money. I've got this much land. I've done this and that and the other. I've built these many houses. I've risen up to this position in work. You know, none of that. God. God has revealed himself to me. God has spoken to me. God has given me his commandments. He's given me his promise. He's directed me. He's ruled me. God Almighty me. God Almighty appeared to me at Luz. I am going to make you fruitful and will increase your numbers. I will make you a community of peoples, and I will give this land as an everlasting possession to your descendants after you. The covenant, you see. The promise of God. The direction of God. The rule of God. The governance of God. Jacob speaks of God. That's not the point I'm making. I'm stressing it. It's so obvious. It's not what I've done. It's what God has done. It's not what I've said. It's what God has said. And these two sons of Joseph are listening to this. I hope their ears are on stalks. They're listening. They can't get enough of it. Their eyes are on stalks. They're watching this man. What is he saying? He speaks of his death. He speaks of his burial. Verse 21, then Israel said to Joseph, I am about to die, but God will be with you, and this is in the plural, and take you back. Yes, it's all in the plural here. God will be with you. God will take you back to the land of your fathers, and so on. But I am going to die. Brother and sister, do you hide these sorts of things from your children? Or do you let them see? This vital part of life, the dying part, and the importance of it is for your children to know. Here is this spiritual man. He looks back over his life. He speaks of the time that he's been bereaved. As I was returning from Paddan, verse 7, to my sorrow, Rachel died in the land of Canaan while we were still on the way, a little distance from Ephrath. So I buried her there, beside the road to Ephrath, that is Bethlehem. Jacob is giving this testimony of how God had walked with him through good days and bad to him, through difficult times and comforting times, through loss and through gain. Of course, Jacob had sinned, but he speaks of God and his grace. What serious matters for these sons to hear. To hear about God's goodness and direction to this old man. And now, even as he's dying, he's not clinging on to life, but he's speaking for God. Brother and sister, aged brother and sister, can we not burn for Christ and radiate for Christ even in our dying days? And you young believers, can you not so live for Christ now? Will you not so live for Christ now that when your dying day comes, you will have a testimony for God to give to the next and following generation? An unbeliever, you will come to die too. And what will your testimony be? You made so much money. You did so many travels. You got such an important job. You did this and that and the other. It's how it all is. All fading and useless. Listen to Jacob speaking. And this is the testimony that counts. God Almighty appeared to me. God Almighty did this for me. God Almighty said this to me. And that's his hope and confidence for his son and his grandsons. God Almighty. Can you not learn from this unbeliever? This material thing that you concentrate on, these material things, they're fading, dying, withering. To know God, through Jesus Christ is eternal life. Outside of God in Jesus Christ by the Spirit, all is darkness and death and empty. Vain, fading is the worldling's pleasure. All his boasted pomp and show, solid joys and lasting treasure, none but Zion's children know. And in the glories of the new covenant, we can go so much further than Jacob. We do not now speak of a land. We speak of the eternal land, the eternal hope of everlasting life in Jesus Christ. Well, I find this a challenge, this passage, and an encouragement. I want to shine for Christ, even in my dying days. I don't want to rust out. I want to burn out for Christ. Brother and sister, I hope you too will draw valuable lessons from this dying testimony of Jacob.